There's a new shoe on the market, and it's using the RNC to help put a bounce in sales. Soulwork is the brand, and its founder and president, John Stolenwerk Jr., is the son and of the founder of the iconic Port Washington-based brand, Allen Edmonds. Speaking of sons, I met John's son yesterday at the convention. Walking up and down the booths, I see what looks like a new shoe company, Wisconsin-based. I had to stop by and learn more. Edward Stolenwerk joins us here. Edward, tell us all about Soulwerk.
So my father started Soulwerk when he saw the need for a new shoe in the industry that was more comfortable and more classic than anything you could buy in the market today. He has a large background in shoes. His father, John Stolenwerk Sr., was the owner of Allen Edmonds, a shoe company out of Port Washington. So that gave him a bit of experience to branch out and create his own.
So a bit of a birth of a new Wisconsin brand right here in the heart of the state in downtown Milwaukee. How have people been receiving it so far?
Pretty well. We've had a lot of orders. Right now we don't have any like in-store products. We're all online.
Okay.
But we've got no complaints about any of our products so far that I know of.
All right.
So we're doing pretty well.
Very good. And Edward's father, John, joins us right now. A son-father combo right here on the upswing at the RNC. John, how are you doing this morning?
That is correct. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Jeff. And I'm sorry I missed you yesterday, but I think Edward did pretty well in my shoes.
That was great. Yes, you know, it was fun to walk past the booth, and I figured I'd just stop because I hadn't heard of the brand. I'm like, are you Wisconsin-based? So I'm like, whoa. That's a perfect story for the upswing to talk about, you know, leveraging the convention to, you know, build a brand that's not necessarily new, right? You've been working on this company for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, definitely. The development process, because our shoes are fairly unique to the marketplace, it took a long time to figure it out and to make it where we needed it to be in terms of fit and quality and what this brand really represents.
So why'd you choose the RNC convention role to help showcase the brand, and how has the experience been for you?
Well, so if you look at the number of people who have come into Milwaukee and were attending the convention, it gave us a huge amount of exposure, and exposure from all across the United States. So as my son had mentioned earlier in your clip, we were based solely online. So it's very important that, you know, people see what we're about. And so when people actually get to see the footwear, they're more amazed than what they are able to, you know, see online. So for us, we've been very successful. There's been a lot of exposure, a lot of interest, and, you know, people are surprised to even see footwear. And so that in itself sparks a conversation.
And it's a really active kind of business casual collection, right? Give us a bit about kind of the mechanics of the shoe.
Yeah, so we're a line of men's dress casual shoes, and we call them active business casual. And so we take a dressier upper, and we use midsole and outsole components that you would find on an athletic shoe. So they're extremely comfortable, can walk all day in them. And what's really unique to our footwear is that we have a patent-pending cushioning system, which is a gel component that's built into the shoe. And so that's really no other brand has that. And so that professional man can look professional from head to toe. I saw so many suits at the RNC, and almost all of them, they're wearing tennis shoes with them. And so our footwear allows that man to wear a suit, but also his footwear is appropriate.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, how's the excitement being back in the entrepreneurial world and growing a brand in the Wisconsin-based business climate been for you?
It's been good. You know, it's a little bit of fits and starts. You know, you think it's going to go, you want it to go one way, and it doesn't quite go that way. So it's always about pivoting. It's about constantly hard work, being out there, you know, talking to people. It's a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun.
All right. That's what it's all about. John Stolenwerk Jr., founder and president of Soulwork. John, I appreciate you taking time out of your morning, and best of luck with growing the brand.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Thank you.